Hey, this is Greg Grunberg, a.k.a. your favorite Star Wars character, Snap Wexley, and you are right where you need to be, listening to yet another amazing episode of the Black Squadron Podcast.
Hey, welcome back, Black Squadron Podcast, episode 38.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun. Star Wars.
Hey, it's Star Wars talk.
So before we get into everything, just so we don't confuse anybody, Miss Mari is a touch injured, as we all are apparently. So tonight she is audio only, but enjoy her beautiful Sith cosplay whilst we talk. So very happy to have Mari Enslaved back this week.
Hey guys, you know, so that just got me thinking, because you said, hey, we're doing Star Wars. So how amazing is it that like we can talk every week about this universe that's kind of a limited universe, but it's totally unlimited.
Yeah,
there is that much to talk about. It's awesome.
If you really sit down and think about it, that would probably drive you insane, right? Because like you said, there's a limited amount of content, but unlimited amount of talk about it.
I mean, so much less than like Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just is.
What a world we live in, you know?
What a time.
So yeah, you guys want to talk about stuff?
Things?
I guess.
So we are like professional now. We
have I'm gonna play Sabacc while you guys are talking.
Ooh. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, Mari's back.
There she is.
Mari.
Mari, have you named your Sith cosplay?
No.
Or is it Iram? Just your name backwards.
I feel like that would be really just not a good one.
Darth Iram, sponsored by Iram.
Special shout out to Danny. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the pod and the YouTube and the everything.
Hi, Danny.
Danny, where's your profile picture from of Rey?
Canada.
Once you answer that, probably.
Yeah.
When I worked for the Columbus Blue Jackets, I exclusively drank Labatt.
Oh, God.
So that
that's how you started getting hair on your chest?
That's why my mullet's so long.
Black roots. Yeah.
So we're going to start the show out this week a little different. Well, something we haven't done forever, which is with Cargo Hold. Cargo Hold's back. So for people who may be new to the show, Cargo Hold is the new Star Wars stuff that we've purchased in the last – usually it would have been a week, but it's been months since we've done a Cargo Hold section. So, does anybody want to go first? Or do you want me to go first? Because I'm happy to do it.
I was going to say, who's got the coolest stuff to go first?
I think the BP should go first.
Yeah.
Okay. I can go first. I have a lot, so I apologize. I went to a Ollie's randomly because in DC stores like that aren't readily available, but I was at the Baltimore airport and there's an Ollie's there. So I got some stuff. This is actually for Mari. I'm going to give this to her soon. I don't even know what these are called, but they're little tiny little Star Wars characters that you can pull back and they fight each other. They ram each other. And they got
battle chasers,
they're called Race and Crash.
Reason.
So they're just supposed to beat each other up and look Star Warsy. So this mall's for Mari, Darth Mari.
This mall's for Mari.
I usually don't buy the kitschy Star Wars stuff. We had this conversation last week. I like stuff very traditional in terms of my Star Wars collectibles, but I saw these and had to have them. Or let me just say, I had to get it for Slade. I found a Wicket Hot Wheel. The car itself is really cool, but the packaging. Like, look at that Wicket.
That's like I would get that Wicket as a tattoo.
Like, it looks really good. And there's some really cool other cars in this line, like Maul, Vader, Chewbacca.
I know a guy.
Look at the Grievous. It's got six wheels. and then there's a tiny little Yoda. That's not even the all of them. I got the Jar Jar for myself. Again, really, really cool artwork. But look at how many cars there are in this set. Like, there are so many.
For everyone joining us on the audio version of this podcast only, since it is a podcast, make sure you check out the Black Squadron Studios or Black Squadron podcast on YouTube, where you can see the video and see all these awesome toys that BP is presenting. Also, hello, Mr. Rez.
I have that Leia Hot Wheel one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I got this 3-pack from Cam. Ooh, some of you may remember Cam when he was a member of the Black Squadron podcast. this is also from Cam. He got me the Phasma, 12-inch Phasma, 10-inch Phasma. I don't even know. And he also got me the Stormtrooper. So maybe another Captain Cardinal in the play here. Who knows?
Nice.
And then he's giant Jax Big Fig C-3PO. You may not recognize him because of the red arm.
giant red arm.
Well done.
I'm actually going to completely change this. This is going to be 000.
Yes.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I'm pretty excited to do that when I'm mobile again, or mobile, according to
Bane. You need to be mobile to Bane.
To get up and down the stair, completely the other person's fault. Broken tibia, amongst other things. So, can't move. But I got this book. I believe Todd got it and David got it as well. I cannot recommend this book enough. I got this book last night at like 4 o'clock and I read it and I was done by 8 o'clock. Like it was, I couldn't put it down. It has the most random Star Wars facts you could ever possibly want.
He's just sending us screenshots like throughout the whole time.
There was one that was so interesting. It explained where they got the Ewok language from, which is it's based off of Mongolian language that isn't really a thing anymore. Mongolia is the language, isn't it? The art and imagery of The Mandalorian, volume one.
I got that book too.
It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
Definitely no art of book, but it's definitely, it's a nice little, you know, piece to hold you over until the art of book comes out.
Can we talk about the mileage they're getting out of this picture?
I was about to say, in case you haven't seen that image yet.
They are using, run a note till the wheels fall off. Speaking of Slade and Ewoks, I got him something else. I got him a freaking Ewoks volume one.
Love it. What is that, first like 10 issues or something?
I think so, yeah.
Six.
That's from Ollie's?
Yeah, you got to go to Ollie's, guys. $3 a piece. I got the Princess Leia volume one.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I got Poe Dameron volumes 1, 2, and 3.
Nice.
$3 each. You can't beat him with a stick. You could, but why?
Well,
This I really didn't expect to find. It's an omnibus of all the droids and all the Ewoks comics. Rigid, all the art. It's crazy, classic mid-80s comics.
Oh.
It weighs a solid 10 pounds.
That was at Ollie's too?
Yeah, $10. Okay. And then last thing I got at Ollie's was this giant visual dictionary.
Oh, I want that.
Nice.
$8. It's so big it doesn't fit on my bookshelf.
You just cleared out Ollie's, basically.
Yeah, for real. I didn't have a basket, but halfway through it, an employee from Ollie's brought me one.
They're like, please, let us help you.
Yeah.
Looks like I need right. to make a nine-hour road trip.
Who else wants to go?
I was going to say, I don't have anything. A lot of my stuff is still boxed up because I'm going to do a couple unboxing videos. So I got some Funkos and vintage collection figures and stuff like that.
Ooh,
I did get.
Is Enfys near you?
No, but I could grab her.
I don't want you. You don't need to move. It's okay.
You don't want to move around?
Yeah, Slade got the 10-inch Infant's Nest, and I repainted it. So now it looks a lot more screen accurate.
It looks incredible.
Very cool.
Say hey, Mr. Riz.
Yep, what's up, Riz? All right, so David, what'd you get this past
not too much.
Weeks.
See, I'll start off with I haven't shown this one to you guys for a while. The Kenner Boba.
Ooh, the retro?
Yep.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's really good.
I've had that for a while. See.
Mr. Gonk. Power droid.
Y'all see that?
It's cool. Called Gonk.
We were watching Star Wars, the Mandalorian, and my wife goes, I started laughing because there was the Gonk droid. And she's like, why are you laughing? I was like, because the gonk droid. She says, why do they call it a gonk droid? So I rewinded it and turned the volume up really loud. And when it walks by, it just goes, gonk. So that's why.
This one's for Mari.
Ooh, what? That's a good one. Is that the Black Series or the...
No, this is the one with the chip.
Yeah, that's good.
Damn camera. Okay.
I actually don't even have that one. I have the unhooded one.
I actually bought this one by mistake thinking it was the new one. So I got this one and the other one coming in. Let's see.
Obi-Wan with clone armor.
How's the face sculpt on that one?
This one's really good.
Good.
Can you see him at all?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, the Anakin one kind of looks like Don Knotts.
Yeah, it does. And then I showed you all this one in the chat room, but
Hondo.
Oh, Hondo.
Yep. Mr. Onaka
I know these characters now. Mm-hmm. It makes me so happy when you guys are talking about them. I'm like, I know who that is.
David, before you go on, for the people that are watching right now, if you have a theory or speculation, something that you think may happen or could happen in the second season of The Mandalorian, put it in the comments now, because at the end of the show, we'll pick one to win a Mandalorian hat that David has to give away.
Yeah, I forgot to bring that down with me. I got one more. I just opened it, so I just saw it, and this one's pretty badass.
Oh, is that the Haunted Carbonite?
Cool. Yeah.
Very cool. I debated getting that one, especially with the Return of the Jedi Boba coming out now.
Yeah.
Is that a Black Series or is that a PBC?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the Black Series one.
Scale.
Black Series
one. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Detail is awesome on it.
Jeez, I don't want two of those to open one.
I went back to go get another one, and I also got Fives and Wolf, Commander Wolf too, but I forgot those in the back, but that's it for right now.
I have a little human here.
Hey. Here she is.
I tell people she's named after Anakin, and my wife hates it. Because her name's Vivi Anakin. Okay. Slade, did you get anything this week, buddy? You muted?
Yes. Slade, we can't hear you.
Sorry. Yeah. not this week, but since we hung out last, I got some authentic Sabacc cards from Galaxy's Edge. Or from Batuu, I guess is the proper place. Kind of from Batuu. Super fun thing I got, because I'm a dork. I got a bunch of animation cells from the Ewok cartoon. I've been hunting these for a long time, and I was able to get a bunch. And, I mean, they're just awesome. Where do we go?
Hey, Todd, can you make him full screen?
Oh, I got it. I can make me full screen.
That's right.
I just got to figure out how to work full screen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it comes with the original, the hand drawing underneath, the pencil drawing, and then the inks on top of it. And I ended up getting a bunch of them. Is that wonky, dude? Hey, look at that guy. Isn't he weird? That's an 80s cartoon right there. Here.
ZP?
Yes.
Yeah, this is definitely a watch segment for the podcast listeners.
Yeah, no joke. There's a Wicket.
That one's really cool.
Which is badass. You can tell from the I'm busy. what I love about it is their ability to like stack even if you want to.
Yeah.
Because that's how animation cells actually work. you can make a seat out of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I have one. I'm so jealous you have so many. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's King Gornesh. He's like pretty much the main villain in the series. And I love that you have the colorer notes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
On the whole thing. Got a bunch of Duloks.
I was gonna say, where were you able to track all these down? Did you get them all from the same place or?
I did. This is Katara, one of the Ewoks. This is probably the cleanest, coolest one in the set. This is Princess Nisa, who's probably like the set. So Wicket's like the main character, but then you got Tebow and Princess Nisa, who are like the reoccurring other ones. This is like a large Princess Nisa. That's just like, if you Google Princess Nisa, yeah, you'll really see cool. Pretty much this pose. Nisa with a K. So this is an awesome large cell that I just love. That one's getting framed with a couple of the other ones.
Slade just had to send him his bank account information and tell him to drain it. I'm sure.
When I see or hear Nisa, all I can think about is that, Slade, do you remember the Ewok telephones? the Nisa one is the one that always pops into my head. You're on mute again, buddy. But I forgot, I got one more thing. I actually got three more things, but only one that I can show you. And it's this patch on my forehead. Star Wars The Mandalorian. So you can get patches like this and from Padawan Bear on Instagram, Etsy, and eBay. He's got a ton of patches, and they're all phenomenal. I got two from him on this batch I got. I got this one, The Mandalorian, and he also makes – actually, David, do you still have those TVC toys beside you? He makes pill patches, which what I mean by that is on the card backs, the name of the character is in the pill. So when David pulls that up, one of them, we can show you what I'm talking about. But I got Princess Leia Organa, which is, it's blue, it's beautiful. So that where it says Power Droid, he makes patches that exact pill. So he's got a lot of cool ones. Like I said, I got the Princess Leia Organa. I'm putting it on a white hat like this black one. So I'm pretty excited to get that completed. So
unfortunately, he does not have Obi-Wan now. So.
He doesn't have Obi-Wan. He's not making any more new ones. He does have a bunch of old of other characters, just not Obi-Wan and not Poe. I wanted a Poe for obvious reasons. But yeah, that was a good cargo hold. We all got a bunch of stuff. It's awesome to see that we enable each other. So
I feel like it's a constant, like, should I get this? And then someone's like, yeah, you need it. And it's like, all right, well, that's all.
I just hope that we all can find a house big enough together when our significant others leave us for this habit.
Yeah, we're like those little people on your shoulder that say, yeah, go for it. It's all right. It's
cool. Yeah, you totally need that 700th The Child Funko Pop.
I've never purchased a Sideshow collectible until you guys. Like, it's 100% your guys' fault.
I feel like Sideshow, though, is like one of those things where you have to have someone like tell you to, if you haven't gotten into it yet, to like make that jump into it, because it's like, oh, hold on now. I don't know if I want to drop that money. And so it's like, oh, it's worth it. It's like, all right, well, like, if you vouch for it, then sure.
Yeah, I jumped and then I jumped.
Yeah, you guys started with the good ones, though. That Maul Hot Toys from Clone Wars Season 7 is mwah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's for anybody who just came on watching, make sure you get your crazy Mandalorian Season 2 theories in so we can choose a winner for the Mando hat by the end of the show, which at this point is only 41 minutes away, so wait very long. David, do you want to ship internationally, like Canada or anything, or do you want to keep it in the U.S.?
I'll do Canada.
All right, so Canada or U.S.? Canada. All right, so let's hop over to Todd and hit the Hollow Knight headlines.
All right, so we had some decent news. It wasn't really a crazy week, but we did get a couple things that showed up. So first thing, Star Wars Insider is running a special right now. You can get 8 issues for $39. And if you order by November 4th, you'll get issue number 199, which is going to have that first of the many High Republic serialized fiction stories that they're doing. We talked about that a little bit last week, but that one's been being written by Charles Soule. So that'll be in a December issue that comes out. So if you're into getting a little taste of the High Republic before any of the novels come out, that's a good way to jump on the boat right there.
If you guys have never had Star Wars Insider, it's a lot of money for a magazine, but the magazine itself is such high quality, it's worth every penny. And the fact that it's over 50% off for 8 issues is killing.
I was going to say, if anything, it's a good way if you just want to get a couple issues, check it out. It's an easy way to just grab a few for a pretty good price.
Yeah.
In other news, we got some more information on the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special, which I am so excited that we're getting a new holiday special because it means they're finally acknowledging the original holiday special and the monstrosity that it is. And B, the Lego stuff is always wacky in its own little way and kind of doesn't have to really play by any rules because it's Lego. So no one can really be mad about anything that goes on with the Lego stuff. So this one's going to pick up post episode 9. It's going to find Rey continuing her Jedi training. She comes upon something mystical in a Jedi temple that sends her hurtling through time, meeting Star Wars legends and visiting places of the past. But still, she must go back home for Life Day. So if you're not familiar with the original holiday special, the big thing is getting Chewie home to his family for Life Day, which is like Star Wars Christmas, basically. It's a really wacky thing. If you haven't checked out the original holiday special, I think you should before you watch the Lego one, because I have a feeling they'll probably make some subtle nods to the original. I think there's a couple images that they showed with this announcement, and there's like a whitish looking Wookiee, which I think is probably a nod to Itchy, which is from the original holiday special.
What a name.
The names was Itchy, Lumpy, like, I don't know. The holiday special itself, the original one, is just such a wacko thing.
If we're going to talk about the holiday special, the Star Wars holiday special, we can't not mention the poster and how much they crushed it.
Crushed.
The two Luke from your father, and it's a freaking ham with a bow on it. there's one other picture too. It'll take me a second to get it.
While you pull that up, BP, I'll keep going. So the cast is going to include a couple of returning actors and actresses from the movie. So we're going to have Kelly Marie Tran is going to be coming back as Rose. Billy Dee Williams is going to be coming back as Lando. And Anthony Daniels will be coming back to voice C-3PO. We're also going to get several of the Clone Wars voice actors coming on. So we're going to have Matt Lanter doing Anakin. Tom Kane is going to do Yoda and Qui-Gon. James Arnold Taylor is going to do Obi-Wan. And D. Bradley Baker, the man of many voices, is going to be all of the Clone Troopers again. The man is the only guy that does like so many different clones, and it's the funniest thing.
I was reading that Kelly Marie is going to have a big part in this. I mean, it is a Lego special, but that's awesome. I'm glad.
Here's the other picture I was talking about. All the characters in their normal garb, but Poe's wearing a Christmas sweater.
And I love this because so Lego's doing, actually I have that by me, but I can't get to it right now. If you're familiar, Lego does like a holiday advent calendar with Star Wars characters, and a lot of like the costumes, so like Poe in that sweater, and I think Darth Vader's got a sweater, like those are the same outfits that are in the holiday special. So it's going to be kind of cool that like the characters, the versions of the characters that we see in the holiday special, you can actually have like a little minifigure of that Poe.
So if anybody gets that Poe figure and doesn't want it, hit your boy up.
I was going to say, BP, I'll hook you up with that one, because I was looking at all the minifigures that are coming with it, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to find a place for all of these. So that's going to be streaming on Disney Plus starting on November 17th. So right around the corner, pretty nice, about a month away, a little over a month away.
There was one more picture I wanted to show you guys. I'm pretty sure they have a roasted pork on the table in one of the promo pictures.
I don't know why, but Lego, I don't know if it's just because the rules that they play by are different, but they are like subtly savage about things.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, this dark moment from Last Jedi, we're going to bring it back and we're going to double down on it.
They definitely put the fun back in it for sure.
In publishing news, we got another of those short stories about Star Wars Squadrons. It's called Count to Three. This one follows Shen and Von Reg, which are two characters from Titan Squadron, which is the Imperial TIE Squadron that you play as in Star Wars Squadrons. And it sort of emphasizes the state of distress that the Empire is in after the Battle of Endor, basically where we find the Empire when it's sort of in its crumbling stages. I think it's kind of interesting that they're taking this approach to the characters that we see in Star Wars Squadrons, because they've already announced that they're not doing any additional content outside of the game itself, like no DLC or anything like that in the game. So they're sort of fleshing out these characters via these short stories, and they had the CGI short that they did. So I think it's kind of a cool way that we're still going to be able to learn more about these characters. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts. Did any of you guys get a chance to read this short story?
I haven't had a chance to read that one yet.
No, I just saw it actually.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a little more intense than I expected. Like, not giving too much away, but it's definitely not violent. Like, there's definitely some stuff that's going down in this one. So it's good. It's a quick read. Yeah, not violent. It's a quick read. If anything, it's a fun little way to learn a little bit more about these characters and where their states of minds are when you actually meet them in the game. BP talked a little bit about it, how me, him, and David all got the same book, but it's Fascinating Facts came out. I think it came out on Tuesday, I believe, was when it officially came out. Monday, yes. Maybe. Written by Pablo Hidalgo, which, if you're not familiar with Pablo, he's basically like the guru of the Star Wars story group. He kind of is known as the guy that helps keep the story going, you know, all the little nitty gritty things connected. Like, if a Porg like kicked a rock in this scene and it fell on a character, like, how does that ripple effect sort of just weird things like that. But that came out, it covers a bunch of in-universe lore. So various ships, character timelines, things like that. But it also has a lot of really interesting and sometimes kind of random, there's no real rhyme or reason to the order of them, behind the scenes stories. I think one of the big things that people took away from this book, and it was sort of, I remember seeing this, and this is why I ended up picking up the book, but there's a little snippet in it about how George Lucas in his versions of 7, 8, 9, he was also had a plan to kill off Luke Skywalker in his version of Episode 8. So that, of course, you know, anytime, you know, people can discuss whether or not Luke should have been killed off or not is going to be a hot topic issue. But it's interesting seeing, I didn't know George's ideas for 7, 8, 9 aren't really talked about a whole lot. So it's always interesting when we get a little bit of his sort of thinking about where he would have taken the story if he had his old Star Wars to Disney.
Well, you know, no one's ever really gone, truly gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing that's in this book I thought was really cool is that there are a couple, maybe less than 5 actual scenes from scripts in here. Mm-hmm. Specific, this one I found was the "No, I am your father" scene, which I thought was really cool. But in the very last one they show is the Finn and Poe versus Chewie playing chess. This guy right here, he cheats.
I love that scene when they play it. Like, it was such like a fun little, like, not over the top crazy scene.
Slade, we can't hear you, man. If you're talking, no.
Now,
yeah, now we can.
Yeah.
Welcome back, buddy.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
All right, Danny. We do see your theory in there, and we'll get to that here shortly. So, anybody else watching, get your theory in into the chat here, so we can pick a winner at the end of the show. For the Mandalorian hat or Din Djarin, if you want to get real with us. Oh boy,
I was gonna say we'll talk about that more probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Another 3 more quick things want to run through. Legacy lightsaber related. Disney Park Blogs put out a fan poll. What lightsaber do you want to see next at Galaxy's Edge? Cal Kestis from Jedi Fallen Order was the winner, so we're gonna be getting his lightsaber. There's a lot of really popular character, so I'm kind of like, it's sort of interesting to see that he won, considering I think like Ezra's lightsaber was an option and just some other characters that have really big, you know, fan bases.
It wasn't a close vote either.
Yeah, he ran. I don't know, I mean, it is a cool lightsaber. Don't
I think it's
wrong.
Because of how unique it is. I mean, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's basically broken in half. Like, the if it's going to be how it is in the game, you know, before some of the later stuff in the game, that's going to have that sort of broken, shattered bottom of the hilt. So that's that'll be coming next year sometime. Not sure when, but
anybody else waiting for an Inquisitor's hilt? That would be awesome.
I don't suspect they'll stop adding lightsabers anytime soon.
Well, they've got
so many. That looks like now.
Yay.
I was going to say, they can just pull a bunch of stuff from that new lightsaber book that I think that came out too as well.
Comes out on the 20th.
The 20th? Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
did y'all order that?
I haven't, but I feel like I've seen like every lightsaber because they were like for the longest time teasing like this lightsaber's in the book and this lightsaber's in the book. So I feel like I've seen like every lightsaber that's going to be in the book.
All right. So there's Cal's. There's the lightsaber that they'll have at Doc Ondar's.
That is pretty sick.
And here are the sabers it was up against. Of course, it's coming up blurry, but Kanan, Anakin, Qui-Gon. Can't read that one because it's blurry for some reason, and I don't know what the hell that is either. But he, as you can see, he beat out some popular folks. People were just jazzed for it.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll probably see the others at some point. It's just a matter of when, not if, at this point.
Looking at your screen and off to the right, the last one.
What's up, Griff?
Oh, the bottom right one. I think that's the one from the VR game, the Vader VR game.
Yeah. It's Lord Corvax. Lord Corvax.
Yeah. Jeez.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that a minute ago, but here we are.
And then
Ezra Bridger was the last one, the bottom one.
Gotcha.
That saber is hideous in my opinion, so I wouldn't have voted for that one. I voted for Qui-Gon. I'm Qui-Gon guy. Yeah. I know Slade's a candy ass Rudy Pooh who doesn't like him.
I do like him.
Yep. You've changed your tune a touch since we started this about old Qui-Gon.
All right, and then two other things really quick. Season three of The Mandalorian is set to begin production by the end of the year. It's a good sign. Hopefully that means that they won't have any delays with it coming out next year. Favreau and Pedro Pascal sat down with Variety to talk about sort of the challenges of doing the show and, you know, given that there's a global pandemic still going on, and how the sort of unique setup of the show and how it's filmed sort of in a way help prep them for an event like this, because they're able to do small crews and not have to do a lot of like on location stuff. So they can kind of really keep it pretty self-contained. A lot of characters have masks, a lot of characters have helmets. So it's sort of in a way, and you know, maybe that's just Star Wars itself. It's kind of a little easier to film without having to worry about people getting.
Well, we know Cardoon
aren't really there.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we know Cardoon's not going to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I hope.
Another couple of interesting things that came out from this. So they touched a bit about seeing the possibility of seeing The Mandalorian jump to the big screen, so seeing it in the theater. I ran a little poll on my Twitter just to see what people thought about that, and surprisingly, people don't want to see, at least the people that answered for me didn't want to see it outside of Disney Plus.
Interesting.
Which I mean, I kind of get that to a degree. You know, it's done well on Disney Plus. I don't know if it necessarily needs to make the jump to the theater as well, but if they keep both, like we get a theater version and we get Disney Plus stuff, then I won't complain.
I'd take a Mandalorian movie on Disney Plus for sure.
Mm-hmm. So they're definitely not against it, but it's not something that they're pushing for right now. Along with, they touched a little bit on sort of the rumors that a bunch of characters have, you know, standalone shows or something like that. So something, again, that they're not against, but they're not really pushing for right now. Yeah. So it seems like they're just sort of enjoying the ride for what it is right now, and whatever shakes out.
I think if they're gonna do Mando on the big screen, just doing like a special where like you can watch the season on the big screen, like in a series kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really neat. Yeah. I know a couple people got to see, I think, the first three episodes, like obviously at the premiere, but I think they did like a New York premiere as well. Yeah. And people got to see the first three episodes sort of back to back to back on a movie screen. And I was like, oh, that'd be awesome seeing it.
You know, the last handful of episodes were at theaters. You can go watch them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they'd be able to pull like a decent crowd to watch the whole thing, because it's not like there are that many episodes in this first season anyway. So,
and they're like 20 less than 30 minutes long each one.
Yeah.
Right. Nice 4-hour marathon.
Yeah.
It's like prom night.
We've done worse.
I was gonna say they do like days long Star Wars showings, like movie showings. Like they could pull off a Mando binge watch.
I'm here for it.
I didn't. What happened,
Danny?
Here you go,
Mandalorian Christmas special.
Semper Fi Danny says Mandalorian Christmas special or bust.
I'm here for it. I'm not against it.
Are you telling me we could have holiday Baby Yoda pops?
They have to be like those are gonna happen.
Just ram that merchandising down your throat at that point.
Yeah.
If they can have holiday stormtroopers, they're gonna have holiday Earl pops.
So last week, our episode, we pretty much just talked toys, all the new toys, and we very specifically did not talk about those Black Series holiday figures. Oh. I try to be as positive as possible with Star Wars stuff, but that set might be the worst thing that's come out of Star Wars in 20 years.
I thought it was a joke.
It's such a gimmicky thing that I'm like... I don't know. It's frustrating because there's so many other things that they could be putting resources to to make like other characters. And then when you see just repaints and stuff like that, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm curious to see how many people end up buying it.
I just can't wait to see them at Five Below next year.
Yeah. Did you guys see like what they were doing with the Razor Crest for that? If he gets so many backers, they change it to the...
Yeah, that was a troll job, which...
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think I can't remember who did it, but good job.
All right. Yeah. So thanks, Todd, for going over the HoloNet.
Thanks, buddy.
Of course.
Nowhere near as much news as last week. Jesus, last week it was like 45 minutes
of so much stuff last week.
News. Like we got really, it's not even that we got behind, it was they just like dumped on us for a solid week before the show. But so you're all here for a reason, and that reason is to talk Din Djarin, aka The Mandalorian, season 2. So we can't talk to The Mandalorian season 2 without watching The Mandalorian season 2 trailer. Yeah. Ugh. So let's go nuts for some donuts and pull that bad boy up.
I'm turning my monitor on for this one.
Nuts for some donuts.
I love this first trailer. I think it was like the perfect way to kick off sort of the hype train for season 2.
You know, before I pull it up, I never thought that anybody could compare is not the right word. When I think of Star Wars, I think of John Williams, but when I think of The Mandalorian, the music is like right there. All right. So I think we've all seen this a million times, so if you guys just want to talk throughout it, feel free. Mari, what? All right.
All I can see is that written there, and I'm like, hang on a second.
What planet do you think that is?
Is this the newest one?
No, this is the, well, this is the longer trailer, not the teaser longer trailer.
Okay.
It's super choppy.
Yeah, it's because there's so many people on the stream, I think.
Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction.
I do think it's interesting, and I'll talk about this a little later, that we have the armor doing the voiceover for this trailer, and then we had Moff Gideon doing the voiceover for the teaser that we got, the second teaser that we got this past week.
The songs of eons past.
That last scene where the Bantha,
when
Dan replies to the armor and says where, the Bantha's mouth opens the exact same time. It's like the Bantha says where.
The Bantha just wants to be the main character.
So that was Sasha Banks from the WWE. For anybody who doesn't know that at this point.
People really went crazy over the
Irish stuff, right?
Literally watched Attack of the Clones in Naboo. There's literally boats everywhere.
It's like 20 boats. You know, this is no place for a child.
Wherever I go, he goes. So I've heard.
So I've heard people say that that sounds like Chris Evans, and then I've heard people say that they get John Favreau.
Well, John, I mean, Favreau has been opposed to doing voice work. He did Paz Vizsla, the heavy Lando. So.
I mean, technically, they're saving money for every character he voices.
I like the new colors for the Mandalorian.
Well, it's interesting because they're going with a more of a blue, like even all the promotional work has been a lot more blue and, you know, the sun setting, whereas the first season, it was a lot of orange and the sun rising kind of idea.
Yeah. Very Kamino looking.
I was thinking more of Ilum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, before we go into actually talking about that trailer, let's bring up. We got some promo posters.
These came out this week too, I'm pretty sure, along with that new teaser.
I forgot a bit of news. I'll show you guys really quickly. We got a announcement of a Cara Dune Sideshow premium format figure. So she's like 23 and a half inches tall. So this is the prototype. So in Mari and I talked about this. She's a little thin and something's a little off for Cara Dune.
Like her torso is too long for Cara Dune. Like they thinned her out and then they lengthened her. And I'm like, this is not what that character. Like, I really hope that they make the adjustments and make her more screen accurate.
And then here's the base, which is awesome. Like, there's no way, no getting around that. It's pretty cool.
Kind of ties in with the Mandalorian, right? Or Dean's.
Yeah. So here is the posters, the promo posters. They're individual posters. I put them together to fit on the screen here. So they're pretty interesting. There's a lot of things in the back on the graffiti on the walls.
I was going to say, I know a lot of people were like doing that whole enhance and looking at like every tiny little detail on the back. And by people, I mean, it was me. I was looking at it.
There's a few Gamorrean guards.
Mm-hmm. There's a few Gamorreans. There's some Arbesh. There's, I think on the Baby Yoda one. I think on the Baby Yoda one, you've got the feather kind of symbol that you see on Boba Fett's armor.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Tusken Raiders.
What behind grief? What did Ponda Baba do?
I don't know. He fucked up.
They have the "Don't talk to me, Ponda."
Yeah,
there.
It's because they're anti-Ponda having two arms.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
So all this graffiti, do you guys think that this is lethal?
I think it could be. Well, I don't know, because would there still be that much graffiti? Because it technically would be after the events of Rebels. So I don't know if
could have gone still to hell. See. I guess.
Yeah, I mean it could.
Can I get that image back up really quick?
Yep.
So speaking to what Mari was just talking about with the figure, Cara Dune does not have a midriff.
No, she's very compact.
Like, at all. But with the figure, like, they purposely are like, hey, check out her abs. You can't see any of that in this.
Well, I think they changed the armor, too, for season two a little bit for her character.
Oh, they absolutely did. They were like, oh, no, we got to get chest in here.
Yeah, Mari knows that one. She's been pretty stressed out about
it. I'm just like, I don't understand why they changed it. We all loved her the way that she is. And then they were like, nah, let's cut her lower a little bit. Like, why?
Yeah,
it provides absolutely no like armor protection in that general area. Like,
actually, opened her up for
more damage. Like, I don't understand it.
Maybe they did it for a reason. They're planning on killing her off this season.
I was just gonna say killing her.
Like, oh, we better adjust that armor so that she can actually die. Like, are you kidding me?
She's too strong right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting enough. There's so much happened in that trailer. So yeah, let's talk about the trailer for a few minutes here. What planet do you guys think that they were, that the super beaten up Razor Crest was flying over?
I'm gonna laugh so hard if it's Tatooine again somehow. Yeah,
so am I. I'm hoping it's not.
It looks like Jupiter. So in the Star Wars universe. Is it Yavin based off of Jupiter?
Yavin.
Yeah, so, I guess main Yavin, and then Yavin 4 would be the fourth moon. Yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting if they definitely do sort of nods to original trilogy planets, like Yavin or ones that have moons, like even like Endor. it's the Endor system, and then the planet that they're on is the Force Moon. Oh, look at that. We got some breaking news courtesy of Danny. Thanks, Danny.
Danny, breaking news. They just announced the new Mando trailer will drop during Monday Night Football this coming Monday. There we go. So next Friday, before we get into the Ewok madness, we'll talk about that.
Thanks, Danny.
Yep.
Next week is Slade's week to shine, you guys. You don't even know.
I'm going to be
still. I'm not talking a lot. I'm saving myself.
I'm still going to be decked out in Mando stuff for the next week's episode just because I'll be so jet. Like, I'll have like an army of baby Yodas around me. Like, I'll be so hyped off of that trailer.
I'm going to be like, so you guys are all going to get to see Mando before me, most likely, unless I decide to watch it on my phone because I'm going to be out of town. So I might be watching episode one on my phone.
I know. I'll be up at 3 a.m. or whenever it drops, like ready to go, like bowl of baby Yoda cereal, training like Saturday morning cartoons. I did that all for season one. Like I was up at like 3 a.m. just half asleep.
The child pajamas, you know.
All 100%.
Yeah. Speaking of the child cereal on Amazon, you can buy 2 pounds of it for $12.
don't tempt me like that. You say things like that, and I've gone through.
I will give you guys a link when we're done with this.
I think I've gone through like four of those boxes already somehow. Like I don't even eat cereal, but I got two boxes because I was like, oh, one box like I'll want to keep as a collectible, and then one box like to try it out. And then like my parents got me a box for my birthday because apparently I'm very easy to please with child cereal.
Sitting in his living room going like this, trying to get the cereal to come to him.
Yeah.
Baby hand, do the magic hand thing.
Do the magic hand thing.
It's actually not bad. Like,
you'll keep telling yourself that so you can.
I was gonna say, I'm too many boxes in to say it is bad, but
it's like Star Wars Lucky Charms, isn't it?
It's like kicks with marshmallows. Yeah,
So I have the, I don't know where it is. I think it's in my cabinet upstairs, but I actually have the Star Wars Lucky Charms with the Vader on the front of the box and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're so easy to please in this universe.
We really are.
Very.
So what planet do you think the graffiti is on? If you had to guess, is it a planet that we know or a planet that we learn about?
I was going to say, I think it could be a newer planet. But
like one they haven't really discussed at all.
Yeah, because I feel like, I mean, they did a good blend in the first season of doing new planets and familiar planets. So I feel like that could be a good opportunity to do like a newer kind of seedier planet. Because I imagine that's where we see like the Gamorrean guards fighting is on that planet.
Yeah. Make sure you guys get your theories in, because I'm going to give my theory here in 1 second. My wild banana theory. So in the trailer, we see there's two things that I wanted to just mention. The scene where the scout troopers are zooming off the platform. Did you notice that they're zooming over dead stormtroopers?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of dead stormtroopers laying there. So I wonder if they are coming from an attack, escaping an attack, or going on the attack.
Do you think that's the same planet where we see like the lava exploding and the TIE fighters kind of taking off from?
Probably. It looks the same. It's the same dark rock and everything.
The dark rock and like that Imperial like base kind of metallic feel to all the facilities.
And then the thing that kind of everybody was talking about when the trailer first came out on the back of the Mandalorian speeder bike is what appears to be a jetpack and a Mandalorian helmet of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Do you think it is Boba Fett's armor?
It looked like it to me. I mean, it might be the shadowing the way it is, but the colors seem to match. The jetpack seems to match.
I mean, we know they're going back to Tatooine because we saw the Tusken and the Bantha. I don't know how I feel about the whole Boba thing, because I'm a massive Boba fan, and I'm still like mixed on the rumors around him coming back, or this, you know, this scene and everybody doing the enhance to.
Was Temuera confirmed or just rumor confirmed?
It's like soft confirmed.
So his agency posted on their website that he is on the show.
But then they also took it down. So I don't know if that like.
I mean, they might have got yelled at from Lucas.
And, oh, I guarantee they did.
I don't think Timothy Oliphant is also rumored to be on the show, and rumored to be Cobb Vanth.
Cobb Vanth, that's what I definitely believe.
So if you guys don't know Cobb Vanth is, Cobb Vanth is from the Aftermath series, which is right there. Basically, he finds Boba Fett's armor outside a Sarlacc pit and wears it and becomes a sheriff of a really shitty town to try to just give it or bring it back to normal or normalcy, whatever it is that means to you. So there's could be one of two things, and this is not my main theory, but this is what I think could happen, is either A, the Mandalorian is paid by somebody to find the armor, and he takes it from Cobb Vanth, or B, he took it from Boba Fett
and taking it to
Cobb Vanth.
Maybe that's the town that they're going to be spending the majority in, and that's what all that graffiti is from.
Yeah, it's possible. Timothy Oliphant is very attractive.
Yes, he is.
You're just gonna watch that episode on repeat then, BP.
Some would say he looks like a young Slade, but what else? I had some other questions for you guys. Oh, here, you know what? I'm just gonna give my theory because it's batshit. So here's what I think is gonna happen in season two. I think that the Mandalorian Din Djarin will find a Jedi at the end, very last episode, and that Jedi will be Ahsoka. Ahsoka then takes ownership, or whatever you want to call it, of baby Yoda, the child. That is how they start the Ahsoka live action series, with Ahsoka and the child to create a new order of Jedi.
That's not actually crazy.
It's not.
That's like plausible.
But like, it that kind of leaves you to wonder, like, what on earth would they be doing with Mandalorian season 3 since they're already talking about filming it?
You know what he'd be doing? Fighting a guy named Boba Fett.
Yeah, that could be.
Or comes a tag team wrestler with Paz Vizsla, and they go circus.
Go fight the Gamorrean.
Yep, and it's just traveling circus wrestling match, old school. It's all planned out. Nobody gets hurt, you know. Or they're just going to like a giant gangbang for season 3. Who knows?
Oh, hey, you know.
So do you guys? Let's get back on track here, Brandon. God, handsome, but Jesus, what cost? Do you guys think that? Oh, in the trailer, he goes into like what looks to be an ice cave. Do you think that is Ilum that he's going into, which becomes Starkiller Base later?
That would be awesome.
I think it'd be a good way for them to, like, BP, if your wild theory is correct, like, if that is somewhere where they end the season at, is they go to, like, he finds out that there's some Jedi on Ilum that, and he's obviously trying to return the child to, so he might not know, like, species, like, he might just be trying to find Jedi to return the child to.
Yeah.
Then you have.
We know it's not the last episode of the series or the season, because he's wearing the same armor, and our boy likes to upgrade every time he gets a little bit of cash.
Is he wearing the same armor? I know, like, in some of the promo stuff, there's like a different leg piece armor.
But he had the same shoulder and the same chest.
Oh man, I don't.
You guys remember with season 1, all the trailers, they only showed us like, I think it was footage from the first 2 episodes.
Yeah.
There might have been one mini clip from somewhere in like episode 7 or something, but it was mostly only very early episodes in the trailers.
Yeah.
Oh, do you see? Danny thinks that it could be Vandor, and he needs to get Coaxium.
Could do the castle run.
She's got some good.
It's a little Solo, and then Solo shows up.
She's not dead yet. Oh, hey, there's Varney does a thing. I have some really bad news for you about Yoda. You might want to sit
Spoiler
down.
Spoiler alert.
Sit yeah. down. I have some news.
it's Halloween. He gives it to Yoda's ghost.
Oh. And then he ghosts him. Oh.
Here's a question. Do you guys think that we will see one of the Force, so like Yoda's Force ghosts show up? You don't think they'll cross that line?
No. Because I don't think Force ghosts just go run around haunting people. They're usually there just for like a specific reason of, you know, communicating with the other Jedi, you know?
I think the only one they did that to was Anakin. They would haunt Anakin.
How awesome would it be, though? Just like Yoda sitting there, like haunting, like every time Sidious goes to take a shit or something, he's like, hey, you bastard. Hey. He's like moving stuff around.
He's like, judge you by your size, I do. Oh, boy. Oh, you know, something that really cracked me up in the trailer was when they showed the Corran on the boat wearing a. Like a full rubber suit, and if they didn't or do live in the water, that they just wanted to keep their socks dry. That cracks me up. I don't care who doesn't think so. Oh, and the theory that the child is a clone. If you remember in season one, Queel said that he didn't think it was a clone because he worked in the basically cloning farm. I'm not even going to answer that one.
Warren. I know. I was going to say, Warren.
All right. So Sasha from WWE is a character we saw in the trailer. She was there for a second, the hooded figure, and then she's gone. Who do you think she is? Do you guys think she is Sabine Wren? Do you think she's an Inquisitor? Do you think that she is another just Jedi that we don't really know?
I was thinking she could be Ahsoka's Padawan.
That could be.
She's not Sabine.
I don't think she's Sabine. I think she might be like some type of assassin or something that's like been sent to track down Din.
So I mean, I think they brought in someone who can fight and athletic and put on a show for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think she's there just to be a brooding scholar. She's going to be a badass somehow, whether that's as a Jedi, which they hinted as, because they had the voice overlay, something about, you know, the Jedi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they did the flash to her.
And then she goes.
As a fake or as a hint.
And they could have easily removed any sort of different body color. You know what I mean? Like, she could be green type deal. I'm totally blanking on her name, but what is the name of the Jedi from the Clone Wars? She was green, and she had the tattoos on her chin.
Oh, Barriss.
Barriss. Yeah. Could be a Barriss?
Yeah.
Looks like
that'd be interesting.
Barriss is dead.
Fucking Barriss.
With that attitude. So, Cara Dune, we talked about it, and Greef Karga both got new-ish costumes. So it looks like Greef might be the mayor now.
No, my man is looking regal.
Yeah,
he's looking so regal. He's got that like just for men, like just a touch of gray going. I was like, I'm a fangirl over Carl Weathers like this whole season.
He's like three more outfits or three more episodes away from puffy Palpatine shoulders.
I don't know how long he's going to be in this season, guys. I don't think he's going to be in it for very long.
You think they'll kill off Greef?
Yeah.
I mean, they killed Queel, right? So
yeah, that's true.
I mean, if they off someone, it makes sense, to be honest.
Well, he's directing an episode too, so it'd be funny if he directs the episode they kill him off on.
It might be the whole season, but I just think that he's not going to go past this season.
Can you imagine getting that email? Hey, we want you to direct this episode. Also, it's the one where you die.
pick your death.
I mean, we'll send you a little bit more money if that's. I mean, but, you He's going to have his wooden hand from Happy Gilmore.
That would be funny if he threw a hand at somebody. That would
it's all in the hits.
Todd, do you have a theory?
Yeah, so I think that at some point the season ends up going to Mandalore, and I think that goes towards the end of the season. So I think they're looking for Jedi. Maybe he passes off Baby Yoda, maybe he doesn't, but I think the season ends somewhere around Mandalore, because they've talked about it, they've hinted at it in the first season. They talk about, you know, the Night of a Thousand Tears, they talk about the Great Purge, stuff like that. And with some of the rumored characters, I think we see a live action version of Mandalore in some way, shape, or form. And I think this sort of sets up for the future seasons where he's a little more ingrained into more traditional Mandalorian culture.
So we're at our hour mark, which is what we usually try to stop. So I have just a handful of questions. We're going to go around the room. Give me a yes or no. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
We're here.
Give me a yes or no. Do you think Ahsoka will be in more than one episode?
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
I think she's going to be in the last episode in like 20 minutes of it.
Do you think that we'll see Boba Fett in the Boba Fett armor or Cobb Vanth in the Boba Fett armor?
Cobb Vanth.
Both.
Cobb.
Will there be any talk, mention, or actual visualization? I can't even say it. Of Ezra.
No.
Oh,
well.
I hope so.
Ahsoka, she was
so excited.
I hope so.
I don't think so. But he
got back somehow.
I was gonna say, yeah. I don't think so, but I could see it very easily, like especially if he ends up showing up in some other live action show, like just to like subtly like prep people for it.
I mean, can't really have Ezra show up without the Blue Meanie. do you think that Den will give the child to a Jedi, Ahsoka, or any other Jedi, and just leave him? Or do you think that Den and the child are together forever?
Den and the child together forever.
That's just fun to say.
Danny's.
Danny's theory from earlier.
Oh, yeah. I will. I got one more question and I'll go back to this. So, the Great Purge, we just mentioned it. Do you think we'll see the Great Purge live action? And will it be with Bo-Katan?
I fucking hope so.
Yes to both.
So yeah, it looks like Danny wins this giveaway, by the way, since she's the only person who did it. So let me go back up to it. All right, here it is. So Simplify Danny says, theory, Moff Gideon was Darth Maul's apprentice, and he needs Baby Yoda as part of his plan to revive the Shadow Collective to defeat the Palpatine clone. Ezra Bridger is his apprentice.
Damn,
Danny.
It's a lot to unpack there.
So much.
That would probably break the internet, right?
There's just so many layers to that I feel like people would just be like, I don't know where to start.
Let's pull it back up.
The key one there is the last bit.
Yeah.
Is that last line. If Ezra is Moff Gideon's apprentice, holy shit.
So that would mean we'd see Moff Gideon, obviously, which we will. Then we'd see Maul in the show. And then we'd see Ezra in this show. And then we maybe even see a Palpatine clone in this show. That would be insane.
Awesome.
Yeah, you win, Danny.
Yeah.
Season two is just going to be Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm here for that.
Live action Clone Wars. And think about it. If they do like any flashbacks to like say Order 66, and we could have Rex and any other of the clones in live action, that'd be crazy too.
You can't have Ahsoka without a flashback, right?
Yeah.
Man.
All right. I think that'll wrap it up for this show. We're obviously going to talk more Mandalorian as we go along, because we're going to get into the season, and who knows, we might do individual Mandalorian.
Hey, let me shoot my season two theory really quick. It's 1 minute.
Okay, just for you to do that, Danny, send David a DM with your address, please, and thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
All right, played.
I think that they're going to lean on the same things they did a little bit in season one, but also in like Rogue One and Solo and the later movies, where we see kind of the fallout of the war, of the rebellion and stuff like that. So I think we're going to see things where, you know, it's a planet that was kind of ruined by the war. I think that's what we're going to see with this graffiti planet and the fighting and stuff like that. And I think we're going to have a flip here of the same narrative in the first episode, in the first season, where Mando decides to break the contract to take the child and to rescue him. He's going to find where the child is supposed to go, and he's going to drop him off, leave, come back and get the kid again and save him. And because it's a bad thing, whoever he gives the kid to that made him originally, if he's a clone or they raised him, whatever it is, it's a bad place. That's my thought on that. So either if he's a clone or people are raising him to be something evil, whatever it is, or maybe it's a twist on, if you think in Rogue One, how they did heavy with the theme of the stuff the rebels were doing. They were also killing innocents now and again. They were also doing bad things sometimes, not for their agenda, but to bring peace to the galaxy. I think Mando's going to struggle with that in this as well. I think they're going to continue on with that theme of good people sometimes do things that aren't that good.
We're going to hear "Never Going to Give You Up" in the cockpit of the Razor Crest. Mari, Todd, or David, do you guys have any theories you'd like to throw out there?
I'm not a theory person. I just kind of like go with the flow. That's why, like, I don't watch much in the way of trailers. Like, I won't watch them a million times and break them down. Like, I just go.
It's fair. See,
I'm the opposite, and I've watched the trailer probably more times. Just have it on repeat for days on end.
Just more Moff. I want more Gideon.
Give me Jar Jar is going to be in episode 4. That's my theory.
You said Jar Jar is?
Jar Jar.
That would be bold. I think if Jar Jar showed up, I think the internet would break.
He's the one that he gives the baby Yoda to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said daddy.
I trust you. Wow. I know your heart is pure.
Oh, maybe Yaddle. We never saw Yaddle die, right? She just kind of came up in episode 1 and disappeared. She did take a break from the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
So maybe she lived through, well, they killed pretty much everybody who was force sensitive, right? It wasn't just Jedi. So maybe they got her. Who knows? It's never been brought up before, so who knows? Hmm. Yaddle. What a piece of ace, you know?
Yeah.
All right, guys, I think we can get out of here for now.
Hey, make sure if you are on YouTube, you go ahead and subscribe down below, like it, share it, do what you need to do there with just the regular podcasts. You know, please do spread it around, share what you love, and we love you guys.
Yep. Yeah, and there's links in the bio for merch, BSP merch. Help us out. Go nuts. It's also pretty sick stuff. A guy who designs, handsome, talented. And so before we leave, next week, Ewok Extravaganza, we're going to talk Ewok 5 ups, 3 downs from the Ewok films. They're not movies, they're films. And the Full Tilt Brewing Company has been super kind to send us some Ewok beer that they just made. So we're going to drink that on the show and let you know how it is. I'm sorry, barley wine.
Barley wine.
Barley wine. So, can design's pretty cool. So we'll go over that, drink some beers, talk Ewoks, bring the kids. I don't know. Don't bring your kids. We'll be drinking. It'll probably be bad.
Idea.
All right, guys. Well, it's been appreciate y'all. Danny, send David a DM with your address. Thanks for playing along, and I will see you sons of bitches next week.